Reconnecting America grew out of the Great American Station Foundation, which was created by the City of Meridian, by Amtrak, and by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Others were added. The board changed the name of the organization from the Great American Station Foundation to Reconnecting America, and changed the thrust of the organization as well from one of historic station area development and planning to one of how we craft a vision for transportation for this country for the future, connecting our modes of transportation, not pitting them against each other, but how to really create a seamless transportation center from front door to front door that works in metropolitan areas, small towns and cities, and connects rural America alike. Reconnecting America's focus is how we connect our people to the jobs they want to hold, to the services they need, and to the places they need to travel in order to do their business or purchase everyday necessities of life. As I said, there is a broader transportation component, and then there's, of course, the affordable housing and land use and master planning that goes with that. Reconnecting America has developed a partnership between Reconnecting America and the Center for Neighborhood Technologies out of Chicago and Strategic Economics out of Berkeley, California. And those three partners have formed the Center for Transit-Oriented Development, which is the nation's really leading not-for-profit or solely engaged to do the policy development, the research, and the technical assistance for taking transit and station area developments to reality so that they function not only best at the moment they open, but function best for that community or neighborhood for the next 50 years.